Aircheckdownloads.com.
Capital FM, late and live. We'll try and keep you as up to date as we can. Of course, the results won't come in till the early hours of the morning as to the new mayor of London.
I'm quite excited, actually.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who think they know who it's going to be. Where you put your cross is your own business, but we're not going to go over the top because it's not necessarily our bag, but we'll look at the quirky side of exactly what's happening as they're doing the counting electronically now as well.
And there's always a quirky side to politicians, isn't there?
Many a quirky side to many a politician, but whips aren't spoken about, not on this show. I've just got something. Oh, yes, I've got to pull this thing out for you. Someone actually sent it to you.
All right.
It's 100 reasons why it's great to be a bloke.
Oh.
Well, it's absolutely superb
why
to be a bloke.
Why did they send it to me?
Well, just to tell you why it's so good to be a bloke and why it's so naff to be a woman. That's why.
Rubbish.
It's got nothing to do with me, but some of the reasons.
I bet they're quite funny, actually.
Are pretty good, yeah. We'll also open up the lines most probably after 11 o'clock. We'll be talking about something or another. If you have something to say, we need our first call of the night on air with something to say. We will play Britney. We will play Craig David. This comes up every night.
Yeah.
And we will play Cisco, like right now. It's Capital FM, 22 to 11.
He's letting all the ladies know.
Actually say it's a remix, Simone, but it's not actually the remix.
I reckon it might work if you say that.
What, but that's a remix?
Yeah. Is it a very poor one?
Gabrielle, yeah.
I did it earlier.
Rampling mix.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
On the computer.
Gabrielle and Rice has decided to jump and jump.
It's our night tonight, isn't
it? Well, I've told Gabrielle there's a time and a place for a jump, isn't there? All right, Santana, Rob Thomas, Capital FM, late and live.
Late and live.
95.8 Capital FM, late and live. We got to tell you, because usually a lot of people actually phone up and say you should be talking a little bit more. And usually we do talk a bit more. We've actually played just a whole load of songs.
Yeah.
The reason is because we've had to change studio again, and a couple of little switches didn't work, and it's that time of the night that the people you need to give you a hand aren't necessarily here.
Yeah.
So,
bit of a crazy night tonight.
It is a bit of a crazy night. It's 10 to 11. If you've had a real bummer of a week, or you thought, God, I know it's been a short week, but it's gone through very, very slowly. Still not too late. Get yourself out tonight. Yeah. Just come into town and just have a bit of a late midweek bash or an early weekend bash. Last week we went to Freedom, didn't
on Wardour
we?
Street.
You didn't Thursday get night's our night out.
Yeah, Thursday night, and you didn't get a hit on there, which you're very pleased about. But it's really nice, isn't it?
You're always on about that, for goodness' sake.
No, but by the men. Well, I was waiting
for you. I thought we were in that environment. I thought, go for it, girl. But did you? No.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Maybe tonight's your lucky night at the Light Bar.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah,
tonight?
Light Bar in St Martin's Lane is really, really nice. That was where they had the after-show party for one of the big premieres, which was exactly what you were talking about earlier, for The Beach. That's where they had the after-show party.
No, it wasn't. It was The Loft.
Was it?
Yeah, it was The Loft in Covent Garden.
Oh, well, they've had one celebrity after-show party there, because I remember, basically, in the Light Bar, you can't get in or out. Well, you can get in and out of the
You can't
toilet.
Get out. Oh, it'd be nice to get you in there, then.
The toilet doors, because it's all so minimalist. And so you can't work out how to get out, and you're like, oh,
how
my God.
How do you
God.
Know that?
Huh? So I went to the toilet when I went there.
All right, all right.
Same.
Fair enough. This comes from Sanjay, who says 100 reasons to be a bloke. And I'm not going to do the whole 100, obviously, but just some of the ones I've picked out.
Go on.
100 great reasons to be a bloke. Phone conversations are over in 30 seconds flat.
Yeah, that's not a good reason, but yeah.
A 5-day holiday requires only one suitcase and not 40 pairs of shoes in there. Mm. Monday night football, another reason it's great to be a bloke, you don't have to monitor your friends' sex lives.
You're rubbish. Men do.
No, we don't. I'm not really.
Men always talk about who their latest conquest was.
Yeah,
we go into the details, which is far more interesting.
All right, okay. If you say so. I mean, we're obviously of a different gender here. Your work is criticised, but you don't have... another reason it's great to be a bloke. When your work is criticised, you don't have to panic that everyone secretly hates you. Now, why did I pick that one out?
You little git.
What a great line that is. If someone forgets to invite you to something, he or she can still be your friend. But if it happens to a woman, apparently you cut them off.
No way. They're not your friend.
And finally, just for now, because there are 100, another great reason to be a bloke is your ass is never a factor in job interviews. So there you have it. I just thought, thank you very much for those, Sanjay. They're quite good, quite perceptive.
They are perceptive, but it makes you not want to be a man.
95.8 Capital FM, Late in Life, Bob Marley MC, Light Jamming. All right. 4 to 11, we had Richard who just phoned up, who said, okay, if you're laughing about, ooh, bloke, 5 great reasons why it's great to be a woman off the top of your head now, Simone.
We're sensitive, we're emotional, we're intelligent, we're intuitive, we've got breasts that all men are jealous of.
No, but David Hasselhoff has breasts.
Okay, David Hasselhoff has breasts, but he's like a woman. Some of us have breasts anyway. I'll steal the line from you.
You win the female vote. That's what you do. And at the moment, according to reports that we have coming in, Ken Livingston is on course to win the London mayor election. Although, just looking at the details that are coming in, it looks like, the turnout at the moment, early estimates are around 33%, which kind of in a way means 67% of people couldn't give a monkeys.
Yeah.
And 33% of people care. Or maybe you do give a monkeys, but you just didn't bother voting. But we'll keep you right up to date with how the vote for London mayor goes. But as we say, early reports that we've had is Ken Livingstone is on course to win. It's Capital FM.
Club 9, 5, 8.
Live from Leicester Square.
95.8. Capital FM. Late and live.
Aircheckdownloads.com.